نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 27th of Safar here in South Africa, 1447. We are here now in Masjid Ibrahim, and that is part of Johannesburg, mashallah, for our foreign listeners. Alhamdulillah, we all are aware that the month of Safar is ending, and the next month is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. In Rabi'ul Awwal, many significant important events took place. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the wafat of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the demise of the Master alayhi salam took place in Rabi'ul Awwal. Likewise, the hijrah, when the Master alayhi salatu salam left Ghar Thawr and was migrating towards Madinah Munawwarah with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, so that was on the first of Rabi'ul Awwal as well. So the question arises, whether it's Rabi'ul Awwal or any other month, what are huququn Nabi'il Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala hadhil ummah? That what rights does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have over every one of us who's a Muslim, male or female, adult or child? So remember that each one of us must believe first in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Whatever Allah Jalla Wala taught us, informed us in the Noble Quran, we believe in it unconditionally. Whatever Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in the authentic ahadith, we have to accept it. Today this has become a big problem. People who don't even know the rudiments of hadith, the basics of hadith, they want to say, no, this hadith is weak. They don't even know what is hadith sahih or hadith hasan or hadith da'if, the different categories of hadith. But they want to comment on the hadith. So this is a very, very serious trend. We must remember that Almighty Allah mentions to us in the Noble Quran, chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, verse 15. Who are the true believers? Me and you can say we are believers, but Allah, who's the true believer? Innama comes for hasr and qasr. Only exclusively these people are the true believers. Innamal mu'minun alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu. Only exclusively those people are true believers who believe in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. They believe in Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter, thumma lam yartabu. They have absolutely no doubt. Our deen, our Islam is not my logic and your logic, my opinion and your opinion. Islam is supra-logical, is yu'minuna bil ghayb, to believe in the unseen. Today people are inviting scholars from overseas and they say nurun ala nur, that they come in to spread light here. This morning I said they come in to spread darkness there. Zulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Some of them are 100% modernists. Some of them Allah alone knows what belief they had. I personally on air I said they murtad, some of them. So you must remember, I don't even consider them, some of them, as a Muslim. So we must be very careful from where we are taking our Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Then you must have absolutely no doubt. The problem today is this. Quran taught us يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. But today Islam is being commercialized. Islam is being sold. So what has happened, instead of yu'minuna bil ghaib, yu'minuna bil jayb is taking place. Use Islam's name to fill our pockets. See our institutions, see our members, how many ulama can speak the truth? Very few, because they fear the sponsors will get upset, their donors will get upset, this one will get upset. That is not deen. Imam Hassan al-Basri, the sage of the age, when they asked him, "Ma hiya uqubatul ulama?" What is the punishment for the ulama and the scholars? He said, "Mawtul qulub." Once their hearts die, that is the punishment for them. They said, "What do you mean their hearts die?" He said, "They will do actions, talabu dunya bi amalil akhirah." They will do actions, you will think it's for the year after, but their main aim and objective is to accumulate more and more of the dunya. And we can see exactly that is happening in this day, in this age of ours. Every second thing, we just make halal, halal, halal compliant, sharia compliant, halal logo. And who is collecting the money? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Then you must have no doubt at all. Then to preserve and increase and enhance this iman, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They strive in the path of Allah with their own money, not sponsorship, with their own money, and with their own persons, with their own time, their own talent and so forth. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then ulaika musadiqun, then they are the truthful ones. So that is the first step. Thereafter, the mahabba, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much love, brothers? Quran is teaching us. Qul say ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها. 8 things Almighty Allah has mentioned. If your parents, if your children, if your spouses, if your families, if your partners, whoever in business or whatever, or your farm and your business, or your houses, so meaning anything that's near and dear to us in this world, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If it is more beloved to you, any of these 8 things that the aforementioned, more beloved to you than Allah Jalla Wala, than Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, than jihad and fighting and striving in the path of Allah, فَتَرَبَّسُوا. Then wait, O Ummah, حَتَّى يَعْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah will unleash His punishment. Look at the Ummah today. Just now I was here outside the Masjid, Masjid Ibrahim, translating the khutbah of Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid at least is a senior imam. He took the word Yahud and he made dua against the Jutlas and so forth and so on. The other imams were so frightened they will upset MBS. I sent it out to thousands of people and I hope you will send it out to millions of people. If you know Makkah Mukarramah, where the Ummul Qura University and that area is, so they're building one of the biggest sanamas in Saudi Arabia. Where? In Makkah. I pose to you these questions. Ulama, Muslims, male, female. A person built sanama in Makkah. A person built sanamas already in Medina. He allows bikini beaches in Jeddah. He has the biggest musical festivals in the Middle East in Jeddah and Riyadh. And if anybody objects, they just torture him, he's imprisoned, and Allah alone knows what will happen. Can you call such a person a Muslim, I'm asking you? So therefore, ulama, tomorrow we all are mas'ool. We all will be questioned by Almighty Allah. Remember that your fatwa is MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. We must be clear on this issue. And whoever agrees with his policies and his stance, remember, you become just like him, a murtad as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ jihad مَنْ قَوَلَ كَلِمَةَ حَقٍ إِنَّ سُلْطَانٍ جَاهِرٍ. Hadith sahih. Go open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad and various compilations. The best jihad you can make is when you speak the truth in front of, you must remember, the stunpot dictators and so forth. They're not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are the ones you must remember who are the traitors for Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. They are the ones who are ghaddar, and treachery has been committed by them. They are the khadim of America and Israel. Who is helping Israel if it's not the Arab countries and so forth? Waylul lil Arab, hadith sahih in Muslim Sharif. Woe and destruction to the Arab rulers and so forth. So the love of Almighty Allah must permeate and go through our heart, the inner recesses. The love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be so much. Ours can never reach that level. But I give you one incident, but you need to understand the Arabic language also a little bit. You see, we perform wudu, right? Whether in the morning or now or whatever. Wudu is the actions, wash our face, our hands and all. Wazu, with the fatha, zabar on the waw, is the water you use there to perform your ablution. And wizu is the container you use. You got it? Wudu, wazu and wizu. So wudu, the ablution, the actions. Wazu, the water. Wizu, the container. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So the hadith is mentioned, قَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَزُولِهِ. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performing wuzu. The water that touched the jasad adhar, the Mubarak body of the Master alayhi salam, Sahaba were waiting. It must not even touch the ground. They were on the verge of fighting. I want the water, I want the water that is dropping from the Mubarak jasad adhar of the Master alayhi salam. If they won't allow the water to fall, do you think they'll allow the Master alayhi salam to fall? So my brothers, this was manifestation of love. Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala, and in the thick of the battle of Uhud, not Uhud, learn proper pronunciation. Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The Mount Uhud loves us and we love it. When he saw the rumor has spread that the Master alayhi salatu salam has been injured or martyred, some Sahaba ran. The Quran also speaks of this. The Ahadith speak of that. But Allah forgave them. So what happened? He came. Thick in the battle, he's showing us what is adab and what is love. Ya Rasulullah, I will become your human shield. But it does not behold me. I let my back face your Mubarak body. So let my chest face your chest and I will embrace you. All the arrows coming in from different directions, nothing must touch you. Everything I will take, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, that is what they excelled in. When you have love, today we have love for our phones, the hell phone. We got our love for soccer players. We got love for the cricket stars. You shouldn't call them stars, I call them shaitan. And there's actors and actresses, half of them gay, the other half lesbian. And we go mad over them. Brothers, where are we going? Yesterday I visited the rehab. And 14 youngsters, four of them halfies. I asked them, you guys know your Quran? They just laugh, Muslim. But it's not a laughing matter, it's a crying matter. Our own brothers, our own children are in these places. So I posed the question this morning on the radio, I said, they committed the crime. But are they only responsible or are the parents also responsible? Today we don't share the love, we just buy the love. Take money, do this, father is busy with his shop, job and playing golf. Allah alone knows what golf he's playing. And then the wife, the mother, I don't say all, but many, they are just visiting the mall and they meet Paul there and lot of things happen. So when you got no time for your children, then the children will do what they feel like. Chapter 66 verse 6, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, hu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, oh you believe, 89 different places Allah says, save yourself and save your children, grandchildren from the fire. It's our responsibility, our duty. Iman on Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The maximum love first for Allah jalla wala, walladheena amanu ashaddu hubba lillah. Then for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ta'zeemun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To show the utmost respect and reverence for the Master alayhi wa sallam. Today people are going to Medina Munawwara, you go to Medina before Umrah, after Umrah. They busy with their camera and video and all that laughing, joking, right in the darbar of the Master alayhi salam, right in the court of the Master alayhi salam. Are you showing respect? Almighty Allah mentions 25 Prophet's messengers' names in the noble Quran. Allah address them by their names. Ya Zakaria, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Musa. Allah never address Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. Allah use honorary titles. Ya ayyuhal Rasul, Ya ayyuhal Nabi, Ya ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal Mudassir. Oh Ummah, is haram for you. Quran says it's not permissible. We just take the name and Nami, Isme Grami, name of the Naam Master alayhi salam, and we don't use another titles for him. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse number 63. La taj'alu du'a ar-rasul bainakum ka du'a ibadikum ba'da. My brother Ahmed brought me Ahmed Abdi. I can say Ahmed. He can say Abdullah Abdul Qadir for me. No problem. 100% permissible. But for the Master alayhi salam, you cannot do that. Before the name of the Master, after the name of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must use honorary titles to show the level of respect and reverence for the Master alayhi salam. Iman, love, respect. When it comes to actions, Allah says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Chapter 3 verse 31. We're going to read Salat just now, right? After the khutbah Salat. You can't be just reading Salat as you feel like. So we have to stand properly, fill the serfs, and we must try and concentrate. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُسْوَلِّي. So ittiba means that how you have philology, history of the word, you have a cow and the cow gives birth to the tabi, that calf follows the mother everywhere. So ittiba, not only in the masjid, tomorrow is nikah. How is that nikah? Is it ittiba with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sunday we got walima, then the kawali is playing, then the music is playing, then the belly dancing is going. Then you get the maulvi sahab, he also must be a crooked maulvi, you know. He said, make dua for barakah, but all the haram things going on. And we say the sunnat walima, but from A to Z is haram. So don't fool ourselves. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you will become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Allah. We are human beings, we have shortcomings. Everyone is a sinner today. Nobody in the world, the biggest waliullah also is a sinner. Nobody is a Nabi now, living in our midst here. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam is in the sky, as I'm speaking about here. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. So remember that Allah will forgive you your sins. Regarding the speech Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, Allah used the word ita'ah. Ati'ullah wa ati'u rasul. You will never find a single verse in the Quran where obedience to Allah is mentioned and Rasul is not mentioned. Nowhere in the Quran. Qul ati'ullah wa rasul. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ati'ullah wa ati'u rasul. So that refers to the speech Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. Now we have the best. We can't be sitting on our laurels and thinking of Hadi. We have to make da'wat and tabligh. Take the best and give it to the rest. We have people working in our homes. We have people working in our shops, our factories. Do we ever pass on the message of Islam to them? Or it's only all about money? We read Surah Yasin every day. That also, Ya Allah, give me more money. Give me more pala pala. Is that what deen is all about? Everything must be commercialized. So my brothers, we have a duty. Wa nasaru. Take the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and help the Master alayhi salatu salam deen. Today this is the war that's going on. It's not the war of Israel and Palestine. It's not the war of America and Palestine. It's a war of kufr and Islam. Palestine is just the excuse. You must remember that. Quran speaks of this. Chapter number 61, verse number 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. What is their intention? Their motive, the whole America, Israel, India, whole lot of them. Their intention is to extinguish the nur of Allah. Islam must be wiped out. They use their media. They have the best politicians, the best analysts, the best this, the best. But Allah gives us motivation. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. The more they try to extinguish Islam, Allah will let the deen of Islam spread more and more and more. Look at Ghazza al-Mubarakah today. You see, today I'm giving you statistics. 83% of the people who are martyred in Gaza, the Guardian newspaper has quoted the Israeli military says that they killed civilians, not Hamas. When you are admitting to that, so what is that? Is that not war crimes? Is that not ethnic cleansing? You see, Putin, whether you like, don't like, is your business. I like him. I like him. Anybody causes harm to Israel, America, we like him. Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever it is. Putin said, and I sent it out on all the groups yesterday. Putin said, if we, Russia, did 10% of what Israel did to Gaza, 10%, the whole of America, NATO will be here to attack us. You see the double standards everywhere. You must remember, but our regimes, our Arab regime, Muslim countries, Turkey, all helping Israel. You can't be so blind. So we need to understand what is the real politics going on. Did you cry for Gaza? I'm asking you a question. Your team loses one lousy soccer match, cricket match, the whole day you are sad. Your wife tells you something, you blow your exhaust against her also. But yeah, our children are dying. Our babies are starving. Our mujahideen are fighting and so forth. But we can't even raise our hands and cry to Allah. What is wrong with us? Have you become so dead? When I was, I've been 5 times, the juttas don't allow me. Otherwise, I should not be, I should be there a long time. My brothers, I mentioned this incident, yeah, I'm sure, but you forget. 1992, we were still under apartheid. When I was invited 15, 16 ulama to go, so it was our last day or second last day there, then the next day I think we were coming back. I was facing Aqsa, and this youngster Qa'aqa, 8, 9 years old, was facing me. So I told him, Qa'aqa, my heart desires that I must take you to South Africa, Junubi Africa. You speak Arabic, obviously. So he said, you must remember, he pointed to Aqsa and he said, that you telling me about your Junubi Africa, but my heart is telling me I must stay here to protect and defend Masjidul Aqsa. Do we ever have this kind of jazbah? So many of you been to Makkah, Medina and all. I'm asking you, why you don't go to Aqsa? Holidays are coming. Take your children there and so forth and so on. So you must remember, it's imperative upon us. Help them in any way possible. You can go there all the better. The money we got, so many resources we got. So instead of giving the Mufatiya organizations and so forth, go yourself and distribute the money. So a lot of things we can do, my brothers. Last message I want to give you is from the Quran Sharif. You must remember that. And that is, you must remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us that in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. You jutlas, Allah gave you power. If you do good, it's good for you. Wa in asa'atum falaha. And you commit all your evil and your vices and terrorism, then this is going to happen. So this is still going to happen. Chapter 17, verse 7. Me and you should ask ourselves this question. What will be my role in Tahriru Palestine, in Tahriru Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, in Tahriru Al-Qiblat Al-Ula? That when will we be part of the liberation of Palestine? Whole day busy. Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, cricket, soccer, how many movies you're going to watch in a weekend? Soccer started, cricket started, rugby started. All those haram activities, A to Z, there's nothing permissible about it. Brothers, Quran says, when that Muslim army, Hamas is just the start. Fa'idha, our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawar Allah Marqadahu, who formed Hamas in the year 87. He became shaheed and a martyr in 2004 in Gaza. So remember that, he said, Zawalu Israel. In 2027. It's his opinion. You don't have to believe in it. But the way things are going, inshallah, by then or before that, they'll be gone, inshallah. So me and you must understand what Quran is saying. Chapter 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. That when the final promise of Almighty Allah comes, the Muslim army, whether it's Taliban, whether it's Hamas, whether it's others, لِيَسُوءُوا هُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure the faces of the jutlas and they'll disfigure them. وَلِيَدُخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوْلَ مَرَةٍ. This is still going to happen.
ولما go read the book حقائق القرآنية حول قضية الفلسطينية. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. Today was Jummah, half the people are not allowed. Last week only 40,000 could read Salatul Jummah in Aqsa last week. Another 40,000 they don't allow. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. And all this veto, America God, Allah says we're going to crush all of them, remember that. So my brothers, the victory is for us, but sacrifice is required. So each one of us must ask ourselves, are we really doing something positive, constructive for the Haramain Sharifain? Make dua, Allah guide this MBS. If there's no guidance for him, Allah decimate him and his Ali Saud. And we must pray for the Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid there. You know what is happening nowadays, which can guests are coming and so forth. So may Almighty Allah make our Khatima ending on Iman. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa. May Allah give the Hamas and Mujahideen and Taliban and all of them victory against all the enemies. See Pakistan. Mufti Taqi Usmani in this week, he made two announcements. He said, after so many years, Pakistan government has given permission to 4 hotels to sell alcohol publicly. Islamic Republic of Pakistan, that's the name. The Muslim. You see, you don't read. You don't know what's happening. Let me be honest. People like to curry your favor. We haven't come here to curry favor. So you must remember this. Muhsin Naqvi, Pakka Shia, is the Minister of Interior in Pakistan. In Islamabad, our masjid, Madani Masjid, 30, 40 years old, that they demolished it. Next to it, they put on an Imam Bara, they put on a Shia place of worship. He announced this Islamabad in Rawalpindi, every Sunni, every Shia will be saying, Khomeini, Khomeini. They're smacking us daily in our face. And you telling me I must still stop speaking about Shias? Where's your ghairat and where's your iman? When they swear our mother Hazrat Aisha, when they swear our mother Hazrat Hafsa, they swear you must say Abu Bakr, say Umar, say Usman. Does it even hurt us? Wake up, O Ummah. Otherwise your children will be gone. May Almighty Allah protect our iman, make our khatim on iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Arsalahu bilhaqqi bashira wa nadhira. بين يدي الساعة من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فقد غوى. نسأل الله ربنا أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه. يا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم. فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله صانع به وبين أجل قد بقي لا يدري ما الله قاض به. فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته. فوالذي نفسي بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة والنار. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم لا سيما على الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهم وعلى أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين، خصوصا على خديجة وحفصة وعائشة رضي الله عنهن، وعلى عميه المعظمين بين الناس الحمزة والعباس رضي الله عنهما، أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا، وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، شهد أن لا إله إلا الله، شهد أن لا إله إلا الله، شهد أن محمد رسول الله، شهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Kindly stay in the صفوف. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى، وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا رب.